Hey. No, you're right on time. Come on in. Well, look at you. I love the suit. The things it's doing for your shoulders. Oh, no. I'm just gonna wear this. What? You have a problem with my Black Sabbath t-shirt and ratty jeans? Oh, honey. You're here to look good for me. Come on, let's get you sorted. Sorry to tell you, but most of us aren't springing for a playroom. Not with the rent this damn high. But we'll make do with what we have, which is this bench. It's one of those great thrift store finds, you know? I can't even remember exactly when. And it is not comfortable at all. But it's sturdy. It's wide enough. It has its uses. Like for what we have planned for tonight. Yes, right in the middle of the living room. Took me a second to push all the other furniture to the side. I prefer it out here than in the bedroom. I don't know. Just one of those things. You want anything to drink? You should. You're gonna need your fluids. I'm not gonna lie, I half expected you not to show up. I'm serious. I realized I had been pretty mean. And not in a, haha, she's just busting my balls, but in a, Christ, what an actual bitch. My words, not yours, I know. Mwah. Look. I got caught in a moment and was in a mood, and it took me too long to realize that you've never played like that before it was too late. And it seemed to be out of character for me, and I honestly, hon, you did the right thing when you pulled away and left, and I felt too foolish to explain things in the moment. I never claimed to be perfect, but I can try to do better. So, here we are. I appreciate you putting in this effort. You came here tonight to learn. I have a confession to make, though. Kind of lay our cards all out on the table. I like you. I really fucking like you. I mean, obviously, you make me laugh like no one's business. I feel free to be more of myself than I have with anyone in a long time. I fucking adore your smell. I love the way you look at me when you don't think I see you. When you're not with me, I'm thinking about you, and when you are with me, I don't watch the time slip away. And last night aside, you give excellent dick. But I need more. And I don't want to waste my time or yours if what I need is something you can't give. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah, I guess that's why you're here too. Okay. You're nervous. So am I. Because I'm not a bitch. I'm really just fucking cruel. Come on, sit down. You have something for me. Look at that. You filled out your kink card. Look at you being more open-minded than I expected. Okay. And what's your safe word? All right. And if your mouth is full or you can't otherwise talk, what do you do? That's right. Mm-mm. It's really important to me that you hear me say this. No matter how intense things get, you ever need to bail out, do it. I mean it. I know you're gonna push yourself, but if it starts getting bad, like really bad, protect yourself, please. I adore you, regardless. I won't ever be mad at you if you need to stop or pump the brakes. I will never violate your safe word. Never. What's mine? Fair question. I've always been fond of just red, like a stoplight. Okay. Are you ready to get started? Wait, wait. Before we do, let's start. I want you to learn how to dominate me when the time is right, to know how to put me in my place when I feel like it. But to learn to dom is to know how to sub. Tonight is the first lesson. Stand up. Take off your clothes, all of them. Leave the tie. I have plans for that. Kneel. Yes, before Zod. That is the last time you speak out of turn. Also, look down at your knees. Put your hands on them. Do you know why I'm telling you to do this? Because you love looking at me. Because even when I'm wearing this baggy shirt and old jeans, your cock is already getting hard. Because you worship me with your eyes. You will only do so when you have earned the privilege. Do you understand? You refer to me as ma'am for now. As in all things, you must earn the privilege of me being your mistress. Louder. Puppy, like you mean it. Good. You're picking up quickly, not much hesitation. You're doing well. So well, in fact, you've earned the privilege of me standing this close to you, pressing myself against the side of your body, of my fingertips running across your delicious shoulders. Do you like shivering under my touch, puppy? What if I came behind you, crouched down, and nibbled ever so gently against your neck, looped my arms through yours to draw the tips of my nails across your stomach, your chest? If memory serves, your nipples are surprisingly sensitive. Do not move until I tell you to. Yes. I know your cock is hard. I'm not concerned with it. Do you know why? It is here to please me. Just like your mouth. Just like your fingers. Just like the rest of you. And I don't care if your knees hurt. I don't care if you can feel your pulse through your aching cock. I don't care at all, except what pleases me at the moment. And right now, what pleases me most is playing with those nipples and feeling you squirm against me. That's it, puppy. Breathe through it as I roll them between my fingers. Breathe through it as I squeeze. Oh, I don't know if that was pain or pleasure. Let's find out, shall we? One more time. I don't think you know either. You're so tough, puppy. I know you are. I know you think you know pain. Is that what you expected tonight after you did a little research? Paddles and switches and floggers and cuffs. Oh, look, there's another squeeze. Those will be for another time. Oh, poor puppy. That last one did hurt, didn't it? There's an exquisite line between not enough, the right amount, and too much. Yes? Yes. Relax, puppy. Relax. Let my hand slow stomach. Oh, look at you taking such shallow, shuddering breaths. Look, look down at my nails, beginning to slowly press into the soft flesh of your stomach. Oh, I love that. You're trapped, puppy. Look how my hand turns as it goes further down, stopping right below your belly button. Look how your cock strains for me, puppy. Your poor greedy cock, always wanting to be the star of the show. Do you remember that time we sat outside in the park on the benches with people around, and you had your bag on your lap, and I was sitting next to you, and I started to jerk you off right there as I pretended to be reading my book? The noise you made when my hand slipped underneath your pants. Oh, look, your cock remembers too, drooling with its greed, with its hunger. Should I taste you, puppy? Should I brush my thumb against your head and suck it clean of your pre-cum? Would that please you? Wrong. The correct answer is always, only if it pleases you, ma'am. Always. Always. It's not about you. It's about what pleases me. And what pleases me is ignoring your cock some more. Completely unrelated, I wonder how much it'll bounce if I smack you right below your belly button. Look at that greedy cock dance. I love how heavy your cock is. I love the way it fills me up. I love the way you make my jaw ache when I... That's enough, puppy. Your knees must be hurting. Come on, get up. I think it's time we teach you how to properly spank. There are really three basic ideas you need to understand, puppy. Thump, and sting, and wrong. Now, be a deer and bend over and place your hands on the bench. Faster. I'm not pleased by hesitation when I give an order. Look at this virgin canvas I get to work with. Ooh, look at how you twitch. Oh, I love the way your balls sway. Spread your legs a little wider, more than shoulder width apart. Brilliant. You've never been like this for anyone else, have you, puppy? Look at you being so vulnerable to me, for me. You really want to do a good job, don't you? Here. One for each cheek. Now, here's what you need to know. It's all in the shape of your hand. Sting. Oh, that's self-explanatory, yes? The force is given through the flat of the hand, mostly in the fingers. Mostly in the wrist. Energy is delivered in a way to dissipate across the surface area of the skin. Oh, but you sure do feel it, don't you, puppy? Here's another one for the other side. Just so we're not playing favorites. Not yet. Get it? And now, thump. You want to focus on making a slight cupping of your hand, aiming to come down with more of the top of the palm. Here's where we can start delivering some real power, if I so choose, through the arm. Do it right, and you can grab that ass at the end, really drive home the point. My, look at you, squirming but barely making a sound. Yes, puppy. Show me how tough you can be. Put up a good fight. Make me work for your delicious whimpers, your yummy little cries. Let's play a game. You tell me if it's a sting or thump, yes? Mm-hmm, that's right. Uh-huh, correct. Oh, that one's tricky. Yes. That's right. You all right there, puppy? Mm-hmm. Oh, look at that beautiful canvas, puppy. Especially when I draw my nails down your bruising skin. It's going to be days, puppy. Every time you sit down, you'll remember this and think of me. And though the absolute cruelty of what I'm going to do will make you hate me, your cock will be straining against your jeans. The ache of your balls will drive you to utter distraction. How many times will you jerk off to these memories, I wonder, in the days to come, grinding your sore ass into your bedsheets as you come? Oh, yes. This is just the warm-up. You must be tired of bending over for me. Come on, sit down on this hard wooden bench. Oh, he hesitates, does he? Good. Another lesson that I want you to think about. But I think such obedience should be rewarded. For now, sit down like a good puppy. Good. And you've kept your eyes down. Now look up. Look at me. Look into my eyes. And thank me for the reward of being allowed to look at me. Don't squirm away from that seat. You will sit there. You will breathe through this pain. You will show me how tough you are. And don't you dare drop eye contact. Good puppy. Now, take that tie and blindfold yourself. What did you think it was there for? Faster. Good. Place your hands down on either side of you. Grip that bench. You have one job and only one job. Do not let go of the bench. Not until I tell you. Spread your legs properly. I'm going to take off my clothes now. Goodness, look at that greedy cock straining all the more. So selfish, so needy. Here, I have something for your mouth. Open. Here, two fingers slick from my pussy. What do we say, puppy? Good, puppy. I've been edging myself all afternoon, thinking about what I was going to do with you, which means I'm unbearably horny, which means that soon your cock is going to be deep inside of me, and I'm going to come for the first time in a long time all over your lap. But you don't deserve that. Not yet. I'll be a sport about it, though. Here, close your legs some. I'm going to stand right in front of you. So, so close. I'm going to scruff you by the back of your neck. And I'm going to play with my sopping wet cunt as you beg for me to ride you until I come. You're going to learn to beg tonight. Because if you don't do a good enough job, this is the closest you're getting to my pussy. And I'll fuck myself in front of you, your tie being used to bind your hands behind your back as your sore ass stays glued to that bench, your mouth used just to keep my fingers wet. And every time I have an orgasm, you will thank me for letting you watch. Speaking of, open your mouth. Get my fingers properly wet. Get them ready for my cunt. Now, tell me what you want most in the world right now, puppy. Oh, that's right, puppy. Tell me. Tell me how much you need me. Tell me how much your cock hurts for me. Can you feel how hot my cunt is right now? Can you feel my juices drip onto you, puppy? Here, let me smear my hand all over your fucking face. I want you to taste what you're missing. Do you remember the first time you made me come with your mouth after I teased you mercilessly in the restaurant on our second date? And after I had made such wicked promises about the things I was going to do to you, you had to be such a fucking bastard and push me against the door as soon as we got into my apartment and drop to your knees, rip off my thong, and ate my pussy so fucking good I came so hard I almost fell over, and you just pulled me to the ground anyway and just kept going. Fuck you, puppy. Do you know how often I've gotten myself off thinking about that night, my legs locked tight around your fucking head? Oh, look at you trembling. Let me hold your face in my hands. Let me pull you in and bury your face in my tits. Come on, use that mouth on them. And you better thank me with each fucking breath. That's it, puppy. Get your hands off of my hips. You are not allowed. You were doing so well, too. No, the one fucking thing, the one fucking thing. Oh, you think putting them back on the bench will save you now? You're probably thinking what punishments you can take right now. How bad could it really be? I could spank you, yes. Tear your ass apart and leave my name and bruises all over your ass and thighs. I could twist your nipples until you swear they're about to tear off and force you to count down from 10, and it'll be the longest fucking 10 count of your fucking life. I could tie you down and make you come so fast and keep working that greedy cock when it's so fucking sensitive and force noises out of your soul you didn't know you were capable of and make you lap up your own cum from my hand when I'm done. And you'd enjoy nothing more than for me to smother your face with my ass and make you beg for a breath in between making me come over and over again. No. Because you can endure so much. But let me tell you what you can't endure. The loss of the privilege of my touch. Of my favor. Never forget why you're here. You are mine. Mine to do with as I please, and only by how I say when I say it. Do you understand? Do you fucking understand? You better answer right. You fuck up again like that, and I'll leave you out here on this wicked bench without another fucking word said. Let you get your shit and go. Your stupid greedy cock all but tucked between your legs. The scent of my skin, of my pussy, swallowed with every breath you take. A reminder of everything you lost tonight because you couldn't be a good puppy. Are those tears? Yes. Yes, they are. Let me lick them from your cheeks, puppy. Let me taste the salt of your desire to please. Spread your legs again. You can fix this. Just beg for forgiveness, puppy. Beg for my favor again. Tell me you'll do anything I want you to. Tell me how much you need me. Go on. Tell me. Good puppy. Good fucking puppy. How can you make things up to me, I wonder? Let's say hello to that poor maligned cock of yours. Those hands stay put, or the next thing they're touching are your clothes and the fucking doorknob on your way out. Yes, let me guide that thick head right against my cunt. Ah, yes, there we go. My lips are so slick and wet from my juices, aren't they? All I have to do is move my hips down just a bit and oh, puppy, you're stretching me already. I need more. And you're going to give me more, aren't you? All you have to do is just keep those fucking hands frozen. Tell me you understand. Good puppy. Do you hear how wet my cunt is, puppy? Listen, I'll go even slower. Up. And down, and up, and down, and up, and down. Fuck. Oh, look at those arms shaking. Your legs are trembling. You want to pull me down on your cock, don't you? You want to throw me on the ground and fuck my brains out, huh, puppy? Tell me. Tell me. And you can't. You won't. Because this is how you prove how sorry you are. How much you want to be my good puppy. I'm going to use your cock, and you're not allowed to come. And I swear, if you do, the torments I will visit upon you, I'll fuck your soul up, puppy. The absence of me will be a mercy compared to the hell I'd make you live. And judging by how swollen your cock is, there's a part of you that fucking loves this. Do you love it when I'm cruel to you, puppy? Say it. Say it now. And I better hear a ma'am at the end of that sentence. Do you want me to come all over your cock? Do you think you can hold on and just let me come? Just let me come. Just let me come. Don't come. Don't come yet. No, no, no. Such a good puppy. Such a wonderful puppy. Why didn't you come? That's right, because I told you not to. Do you want to? Yes, puppy. It will please me. It will please me immeasurably. Here. Let me come behind you. I'll even take off your little blindfold. Rest my chin against your shoulder as I bring my hands down your torso. Relax, puppy. Now you get your reward for such faithful service. For such wonderful effort. Let me stroke your cock, still glistening wet with my cunt. Let me cup your ball so tight to your body, gently squeezing and massaging them with my little finger pressing against your taint. Yes, puppy. Yes. You can feel how hard my nipples are against your back, can't you? What's that? No. You want to come fucking me? You want us to come together? No. Not right now. Because it pleases me to finish you like this. You're melting against me. Helpless. Pliant. Obedient. I like feeling you buck your hips despite yourself. Because I like smelling your hair and whispering how much my cunt still aches for you. And I'm going to use your face soon to come again as I just play with the head of your cock. Speaking of, spit in my hand. Good puppy. There, much better. Just rolling my wet palm around your glands. Oh, almost too much, is it? Shh, shh, shh. You'll take it, won't you? Take it for me. Oh, look at how much you're straining. Back to those strokes then, right? Let me just press my other hand against your stomach, pulling you closer to me. You'd make such a good pet for me, puppy. You know that? And I think I'd make a good mistress for you. Would you like that, puppy? Would you like me to be your mistress? I'm selfish, puppy. I'm greedy and cruel in ways you can't even comprehend. I'm dangerous. But you can handle it, puppy. I know you can. And I'll make it worth it every step of the way, I promise. And it would please me so, so very much. That's right, puppy. Come for me. Come for me. That's it. Oh, let it all out. Show me how much you want me. Show me how much you need me. Yes, puppy. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. I think we can end the scene here, if you like. Whoa, hey, it's okay. You don't have to say anything yet. Just catch your breath. Here, I've got you. I can just hold you just like this if you'd like. Yes, you can let go of the bench. It's over. It's over. Oh, you're shaking. I've got you. I've got you. Just let it all out. No shame in a little cry. Just hold on to me, and I'll hold on to you. There we go. It's okay. It's okay. Let it out. Let it out. You're all right. I've got you. I've got you. There. Thank you for trusting me. Oh man, are you kidding me? You were amazing. Truly. Truly amazing. How you didn't come when I was fucking you is a miracle. Oh, but if you had, the punishments were going to be exquisite. And then you had to rob me of my fun. And if this is something that you don't like, we won't do it. But it does make me so happy that we can now. I adore you, hon. And it would break my heart if, and I guess, well, some girls introduce boys to their parents and I just dom the fuck out of them. Oh, shut up. I am not having an r/ not like other girls moment. I'm not. Stop laughing at me. Come on, let's get you cleaned up. Christ, let's get the floor cleaned up. Maybe see how much of that spanking lesson sank in. Well, after you put back on that suit.